You're listening to the Summer Valley FM Film Review. I'm your host, Ben Pinsent, and this time we're travelling to Egypt with Universal's The Mummy. In present-day Iraq, two soldiers of fortune, Nick and Chris, discover an ancient tomb that contains the immortal body of Princess Amanet, an Egyptian princess who sold her soul to Set to gain the throne. When Nick releases Amanet, he and Chris are cursed and thrown into a world of gods, monsters, and secret organizations. If you know your film history, you may be aware that Universal as a studio made its name with a series of monster movies from the 1930s, 40s, and 50s based on the gothic horror of Mary Shelley and Bram Stoker. These classic tales are ripe for reimagining and reinterpretation, and that is exactly what Universal plans to do with their Dark Universe franchise, a film series that seeks to create a cinematic universe of monsters, like Marvel did for superheroes. However, The Mummy, a movie from 2017, feels like a relic out of the past, something akin to the 1999 version of The Mummy starring Brendan Fraser, complete with a plot that was hacked together from other films, a romance that felt incredibly forced, terrible dialogue, and performances from Tom Cruise and Annabelle Wallace from The Tudors and Peaky Blinders that were quite frankly embarrassing. Now, there were some things that I found enjoyable. I particularly liked Russell Crowe as the head of a secret organization called Dr. Henry Jekyll, as well as the references to Universal's other creepy properties. But these slightly entertaining parts were buried under the sands of a film that will be completely forgotten after the studio shoves this out onto DVD. The Mummy appears to be as dead and as dry as its namesake, and if reports are correct, its box office takings may have killed the Dark Universe series. Which is a shame, because I would have liked to have seen Frankenstein's Monster, Dracula, Jekyll and Hyde, as well as the creature from the Black Lagoon menace our screens once again. Thanks for joining me, Ben Pinsent, with another Summer Valley FM film review. And if you have an opinion that you would like to share about The Mummy, why not drop us a line on Summer Valley FM's social media, either on our Facebook page or on our Twitter, at Summer Valley FM. But don't forget to join me next time when I'll be taking a look at the World War II biopic, Churchill. See you then.